So, Nick.
So, Max.
It's been a while.
Welcome to season two of the Gustav Baller Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure.
It took a long time to admit that I couldn't find another co-host.
Yeah, you need me. I'm kind of the heart of the show.
And going back to the heart of the show, what this show is all about, it's not about music, it's not about getting drunk, it's about apologizing.
Right.
Apologizing.
We have many things to apologize for.
That we took a year off. And now, it wasn't all our choice. Actually, technically, we did record one final episode in February of 2023.
Right.
It was the history of jazz through the music of Miles Davis. Because that dude spearheaded every major jazz movement. You know, he was at the forefront of it. Whatever. But I fucked up my audio, as I am wont to do.
You want to do it. You want to fuck it up.
And then I got sick with colitis for a year.
Yeah.
So, some other important format changes. You heard us opening beers, but mine was in fact a fucking non-alcoholic Heineken.
Yeah, mine was in fact a ginger ale.
Yeah, so we got that to deal with. We gotta find a workaround there. I mean,
this is the Gustav Baller like mid-30s era, you know?
More like the Gustav Scholar Show.
Yes! Oh my god! That's the new name for season two. We need a new name of the show, which is fine. Gustav Scholar Show. Yeah.
We both had to stop drinking.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, like, I don't miss it. I miss it right now, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do too.
Maybe not, actually.
Yeah, okay, I don't either then. Fuck you. Fine, I don't miss it either. I miss it a little.
Yeah, Max and I were just talking about we can get some listeners to call in or send us some messages or email us.
Yeah, maybe we could just get some listeners.
Do we have an email? GustavBallerShow.com at
MarxistBookClub@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, here's what we want you to know. Who would be the better hunter during the apocalypse, me or Max?
Okay.
I think that I would be a pretty good hunter, but I think Max.
But Nick has never hunted in his life.
That's true. This is true. But I get the sense that I would be good at it.
In what? What gives you that sense? Are you also the kind of dude who thinks you could score a point on Venus and Serena Williams?
Yes.
Oh, Nick.
Definitely.
You think you could stare down Serena Williams and return a serve from her?
As long as it's pickleball.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tennis? I had no idea.
Yeah. There's an insane percentage of dudes who think that they could score a point on Venus and Serena. Dudes like us. Not dudes like fucking Rafael Nadal or...
Yeah.
Like actual tennis players, like schmucks like us.
Schmucks like us.
I can't score on her.
Yeah, we probably can. But we like to think we can.
No, I don't like to think that. I know I couldn't.
And I know I could.
What do you think the sport would be that you have the best chance of scoring?
Probably... Maybe baseball? Because I could probably like get on base like by getting hit by the ball, right?
Taking the pitch.
Hit by pitch, get on base, and just hope that somebody on my team scores or hits a home run or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball, I think, is where I'm at.
Do you think you could hit a fastball?
No, definitely. Dude, do you know how fucking fast those go? Like those go so fast. Like,
I think that throwing a baseball 99 miles an hour and hitting it from like 30 feet away or however far the mound is like one of the greatest physical achievements that we've evolved to do as human beings.
And it's really nobody should be able to do that.
It's insane.
It's kind of like a fluke. It feels like every time somebody hits a ball, I'm like, that'll never happen again. That was a fluke. Oh, by the way, Max and I both live in New York City.
Okay. Yeah, okay, well. Yeah, the last time we recorded an episode of this show, I lived in Minnesota and Nick lived in...
And I lived in Virginia.
Virginia.
And...
Oh, no, maybe you were in New York.
No, maybe I was in... You know what? I was in New York. Yeah.
But now we both live in the Bronx. We're 10 minutes apart.
and we're very close to Yankee Stadium, so you're going to see us trying to get hit by pitches on
All right. Some things never change.
Yeah, I'm really trying to burp.
N-A or A gives me the burps.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah.
All right, so anyways, here we are in New York. Here we are. Apologizing for the lack of episodes.
Yeah.
But I got sick. You had some health scares also.
And I'm also lazy.
You're lazy.
We can't discount that.
I moved across the country.
Right. Yeah.
You weren't doing anything.
You have legitimate excuses. I don't have any. I just, it's more a matter of me not caring about our listeners, which is my, something I have to work through.
Season two, Nick is so aggressive. Well, you used to be such a nice guy.
I know. A lot has changed. I know. I stopped drinking. I became a real asshole.
Usually it's the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Drugs.
Anyway, so we want to talk about the... What do we want to talk about?
Music. Well, just give like an overview of what's going to happen in season two.
Okay.
And then maybe just like catch our listeners up with what we've been working on.
Sure. So season two, we're going to talk a lot about...
How do you know? I haven't talked to you about this.
Oh, I was going to... I was gonna make it up. season two, we're going to talk about anything but music, because we have reached a point in the history of music that nobody cares about music anymore.
And we did talk about all the composers I can name.
In season
I can't
one.
Name any other composers.
We pretty
really
much
maxed out.
Yeah,
I mean, we might talk a little bit about music.
We probably will.
Here's.
It's hard to hang out and not talk about music at all.
Yeah, that's true. Here's a segment I was thinking we could add.
Okay.
And this would allow us to do episodes more frequently because we don't have to do a lot of research.
Not that I do research.
But album reviews.
Oh.
And I assign you an album to listen to.
Okay.
And you have to listen to it and review it seriously.
Oh, I
and
like
you
that.
Have to do, yeah. It, well, except your album is going to be 1984 Taylor's version.
Okay.
You gotta listen to Taylor Swift.
All right, I'll do an honest review of 1984.
Taylor's version.
Not...
Whatever the fuck that means. I don't know. But I see all this parentheses Taylor's version stuff online, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, whatever. But either way, I'm gonna listen to it, and I'll give it an honest review.
Okay, what's my album? You can think about it for a sec, because
let me think about it, because it should be an album you've never heard before, right?
Ideally.
Have you ever heard the original Fishbone EP?
I don't even know what Fishbone is.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, next time.
Okay.
Reviews of...
Oh, shit, I'm really excited.
Fishbone and Taylor Swift, 1984.
I'm legit excited.
Did you watch the Grammys?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
The Grammys are the music awards.
The Oscars of music.
The Oscars of music, yes. Hey, Franklin, what's the deal, bro? We're recording a podcast here.
He's trying to get the treat out. You know, the group I play for, the National Children's Chorus?
Yeah.
They've won a Grammy, I think.
Oh, shit.
Or they're being nominated. But I think they've won one in the past. So I could say... I didn't win the Grammy because I'm not on that record.
Right.
But I'm a pianist for the Grammy award winning.
So you're a Grammy hopeful.
I'm a Grammy wannabe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
I'm going to perform at Carnegie Hall with the Grammy award winning National Children's Chorus. Like,
dude,
that sounds kind of sick.
Dude, that's pretty legit.
That sounds legit. Like... Hey, Franklin, don't chew the string.
What's the matter with you? Hey. Oh, you're so good, though. We love you so much. You want a little ginger ale?
Okay, anyways. So album reviews is...
Okay, I love it. Album reviews is fucking awesome.
Sorry, Franklin is being kind of needy.
That's all right.
Then... Oh, shit, is he on the bench with you?
Yeah. What are you doing up here, Bo? What's up, buddy? What are you so cute?
Okay, then, like, Nick, what have you been working on? What kind of musical projects you got coming up?
All right, so right now I'm working on a trilogy of solo saxophone albums. And yeah, it's just like basically me, you know, screaming my brains out into my saxophone.
Okay, well, that's not entirely true. You told me like some of it was like...
Some of it is like written out music. But here's the thing.
Okay, give us a breakdown. Like album one.
Album one is me playing the alto saxophone, mostly through composed music. And
what's through composed mean?
Basically means that I'm like writing it on like a piece of paper. And there's not a lot of improvisation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Album number two is me playing tenor saxophone and mostly improvising.
Okay.
Almost all improvisation. And then album three is, the third one is just like me playing like both saxophones into effect pedals.
Okay. Did the choice of saxophone determine like which album was more composed or which album was more improvised?
Yeah. I feel like, so the alto one is more, it's inspired more by like the stuff that we compose as a duo.
Classical stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And then the tenor stuff is a little bit more like experimental, free jazzy. And then the third one's really, really wild.
What's the ratio between acoustic sounds and electronic sounds on the third one?
So I have two microphones set up. One that's just like right up against my amplifier, and then that one that's like a close mic for my saxophone. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I don't really know yet. That one is like the least done. Frankie. But that's what I'm working on right now.
That's cool.
And then what else? Imperial Walkers. We have five new songs and we're trying to record them.
Oh, that's cool. Who's the Imperial Walkers?
The Imperial Walkers is legendary ska band. Long Island legends.
Yeah. None of whom live in Long Island.
No, none of us live on Long Island. But we've been playing for a while. We have a full length album, which you played keyboard on.
Yeah.
And
I played with you guys in Connecticut.
And we had a show in August in Connecticut. We fucking played we showed up and it was like this wood shop.
Wood shop.
A literal wood shop. There was
someone lived in.
It was a motherfucking, yes, there was somebody living there, which was super sketchy. He showed up and he was like, whoa, there's a gig here. And we're like, yeah, we're playing in your wood shop. it was pretty sketchy, but it was awesome. Also, speaking of shows we did in the fall, we also did the Schubert recital.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fucking sick.
That was really cool.
We played the Arpeggione Sonata. And then we did one of our two lines.
We premiered a piece called Two Lines.
Number two.
But the third one to be composed.
Oh yeah.
Two Lines number three was the first one to be composed. Two Lines number two is the second. Two Lines number one we haven't written yet. But anyways, we took all this stuff from a Schubert cycle I like and fucked it all up as we are wont to do. And
we want to do it.
That was fun, and then I played the Schubert Sonata.
Hell yeah.
D960.
B-flat major.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. You know your stuff.
I know my shit.
You know your Schubert.
See, Mr. I don't research. I just have the program notes.
And then...
Oh, we fucking played... What is that?
Backwards Christian.
No. What's this? What are the songs we did at the end of that recital? Wanderers, Nacht Wanderers.
Oh, Wanderers Nachtlied.
Yes, Nachtlied.
Yeah, we played some Schubert songs that we transcribed for saxophone and piano. That was
and
good.
Heel Mode and by Heel Jeff Mode Rosenstock. Oh, it was
that's
sick.
Good.
And Backwards Creston in January.
Oh, yeah, and then at the 43rd International Saxophone Symposium, which sounds a lot cooler to say.
Than
the Navy Band Symposium. But that's what it says on the program.
That's true.
This is the 43rd International.
Yeah.
How many people are coming from abroad to that conference?
Not many.
Less than five?
Yeah. It was cool though. Actually, it's weird because I, like, you know, I at these things, I always run into saxophonists I know, but since it was in Fairfax, Virginia, I ran into, like, people I knew from Epicure. Like, the drummer from Epicure came out and saw us, which was kind of funny.
That was really good.
So that it was just, it was kind of a, it was a good hang, and I feel like it was well received. People liked it. People asked for the score.
We played the Creston Sonata backwards. For those of you who don't know, Paul Creston wrote a famous and terrible sonata for saxophone and piano. We said, fuck it. It'll probably sound better backwards. And it does.
And it does. Turns out, yep, it does.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And we had a jazz show.
We had a jazz show, Jazz on Main.
Which was pretty fucking rad, I have to say.
It was really fun, except it was in the, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, the most pro-Israeli, like... It was a really intense.
It was kind of interesting.
There was like holographs on the wall of the Israeli flag and the Lion of Israel. And
yeah.
It was obviously some touchy things going on in that part of the world. And
right.
It was just really not what I expected to see when I walked into a club called Jazz on Main.
Yeah. But we played the shit out of some standards.
Yeah, we did.
It was fun. Doing a standards gig is kind of like a throwback.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
With Dave and Ron.
Yeah.
One of the best bassists and drummers I know.
Easily. Hands down.
There was a really drunk lady that asked if we go on tour to Coral Gables Boca Raton. Like, no, man, we're not a traveling act.
Do we look like a bunch of people who are going, fuck, oh my God. That
she was wasted, though.
She was blasted. Shit hammered.
She was like, I can't listen to these fucks.
No.
I gotta get drunk. I mean, the poor people, they were just there for dinner.
That's true, and they had to put up with us.
Yeah, but it was really fun.
Mad fun.
Then, I don't know, do you have... So this is kind of just like an introductory... intro to season two.
Right.
And then lastly, I just wanted to say, like, is there anything you're listening to recently that you think people should check out?
I just listened to an old album called Destruction by Definition by the Suicide Machines. Fucking sick. Like, honestly, like, so good. Like, and you probably know the first track from the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater game, New Girl. That was, like, one of the...
That wasn't Tony Hawk.
Yeah, when you fucking drop into the warehouse, the very first level of Tony Hawk, that's the track that plays.
Oh, shit.
But that album is so fucking good. It's just, like... classic. But anyway, I listened to that at the gym yesterday.
Balls to the wall,
got
ska punk.
Yeah, hardcore ska punk. It's like just, but yeah, they crush it. And it's really good, like, music to listen to on the treadmill or when you're fucking getting swole.
you know a thing or two about getting swole.
I mean, look, I get jacked up. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to do?
You get your pump on.
Yeah, right.
Chock full of protein.
Yeah. I you know what? I don't do like the powdered protein thing. Mm. It's just not for me.
Okay.
What are you listening to?
I have not stopped listening to Keith Jarrett live at the Blue Note.
Oh, yeah.
Since February.
Yes, you sent me their take of Time After Time.
Yeah.
So that's what
I would recommend. Everyone listen to all 7.5 hours of that
repeat. It is really good.
The other thing I've been listening to a lot recently is Music in 12 Parts by Phil Glass, which is a new Phil Glass piece for me. I didn't know. It's really good. It's really long. It's like 4 hours long. Really repetitive, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he originally wrote it in one movement for 12 players, like three organs, a couple saxophones, flutes, and some singers.
Okay.
And he showed it to a friend. And he said, here's my piece, Music in 12 Parts. And they said, where's the other 11 parts? And he was like, no, it's just like there's 12 people playing. But he thought that was such a good idea that over the next 3 years, he did write 11 more parts.
Oh,
so now it is like 12 by 12.
That's funny.
I like that. I feel like I'm really like emotionally dependent on minimalism right now.
Oh, okay.
Can't take too much change. I like things that are repetitive.
Sure.
It's calming the anxiety. If I know what's coming next, I feel really, really good about it.
Okay.
That's why I can't stop watching Family Guy or Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
I just know the jokes.
That stuff is so good, though.
It's good, but I can't deal with new emotional information. I'll fucking crack.
Fair enough.
That's why I can't watch movies anymore.
Yeah. I did listen to the new Ariana Grande album that just dropped today on the way to work, and it was really fun. It's amazing. I highly recommend it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into that.
Yeah, she kicks ass.
Also today, it's funny that you listen to Suicide Machines because I don't know where it started, but I put on that song My Own Worst Enemy by Lit.
Uh-huh.
You know that song?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lit. Song is, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Lit is awesome.
Well, I don't know if they're awesome, but that song rules. I have never heard any other song by them. Oh, shit. I just want to make sure we're still... Okay.
That's cool.
But then I was making my way through, like, other songs from that era, like Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi. I don't know if you remember that song. Or, like, some Brand New, some Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was listening...
All that shit. Oh, my God.
I was listening to, like, a...
Brand New.
Natasha's gonna hate this, but I was listening to, like, a 2000s pop-punk playlist on Spotify.
Wait a minute. Why would Natasha hate that?
There was some 41 on it, and I get a lot of shit for... I'm not a Sum 41 fan, but right. Somehow I have the reputation of being someone who likes Sum 41.
What?
I don't know where it came from.
That's really weird.
But anyways, they're on that playlist.
Okay.
But you know what? There was some pretty good stuff. I never heard Paramore. Paramore's kind of all right.
Hell yeah.
There's a Misery Business song.
Yeah.
It's got like a fucking 100 billion plays on Spotify. Like,
dude,
that was kind of sick.
I listened to the fucking opening track from... Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, Blink-182, is Anthem Part 2. It's so good.
Oh, yeah, and then you know what? I fucking put on Enema of the State when I drove home from my lesson today.
Hell yeah.
And then I put on Dude Ranch. I was like, these songs fucking rock.
Yes.
And it feels like...
I agree.
It feels like getting into a warm bath or something, because that's like when I really got interested in, like, in music that I liked. Like, yeah, not music that my parents showed me or something, but music that... I liked and my friends liked. It was Blink 182 and stuff. And when I listen to it now, I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah.
All the fucking words and like.
There's some fun nostalgia there. But honestly, dude, the drumming is sick. Travis
Barker
is such a good drummer. Like the just that opening track from that record. Like when the drums come in, I'm like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
This guy fucking figured out how to make pop punk drums, like
sick.
The highest level.
The drummer in Suicide Machines is awesome too, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if you're
also
gonna
the
play
drummer,
that style, you have to be ridiculously good at the drums. So now it's fucking Ringo Starr.
Yeah, that's true. The drummer in Brand New is pretty good. The drummer in Keith Jarrett Trio, Jack DeJohnette, he's all right.
We only listen to good drummers. If you're a bad drummer, then fuck off.
Honestly, I fucking... In the bookstore, every time the Beatles come on, I'm like, I don't need to hear this song again. I don't need to listen to the Beatles, I think, ever again. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's over. It's done. We're done.
And it's not just the Beatles. It's not just pop music. It's like, I don't need to hear most of Beethoven ever again.
I can't listen from anything from, like, last year. Forget about Beethoven.
Yeah. Fuck.
I can't... I feel
you know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah.
If I hear Here Comes the Sun one more time, I'm about to be like, Here Comes the Gun, and shoot myself in the head. You know what I mean?
That is not an overreaction. Yeah, I do know what you mean. The Beatles, they can fuck off.
Great songs, though. Just don't need to hear them anymore.
Yeah. Do you need to hear Moonlight Sonata?
No, fuck it.
What if you could only listen to Moonlight Sonata?
Or no music at all?
Yeah.
And then no music at all?
What would be your... What is a desert island record for you?
Keith Jarrett at the Blue Note volumes 1-6. I shit you not, I didn't listen to anything else all of February.
Okay, fuck. Respect.
That's definitely one.
Yeah.
It would probably have to be... Oh, maybe we should do that.
Yeah,
we should do desert island
records?
Albums.
Okay.
But like by genre.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. Yeah, because if I'm going to the desert island, I'm going to bring all my shit with me.
Yeah. Hold
on. Oh, shit.
No, it's okay. We're out of practice.
I'm fucking out of practice with podcasting. We don't know how to podcast anymore.
Drinking NA beers. But you know, I always made mistakes uploading the show with my own audio.
Yeah.
It might have been the booze.
It might have been. This might be the
I made a lot of mistakes.
This might be a season of Gustav Baller Show where everything is very clear and uploaded on a regular basis, and you can hear us talking clearly. And
yeah, wow.
And we're cohesive,
coherent.
Well, here's the thing: we're a couple idiots. We don't know shit about shit. That's not
gonna change.
And that is gonna remain the same. If you're looking for a constant, you will be always hearing us apologize about stuff and just, yeah, we don't know anything. How much do you listen to, like you listen to like a lot of minimalist music?
Every day.
Every day.
Because I read on the train to work.
Okay.
I can't listen to stuff with words, and I can't listen to stuff that's too interesting.
Hmm.
Like Keith Jarrett Trio, Live at the Blue Note, Volumes 1 through 6. Or I get too distracted. It's so sick, the lines he's playing. Yeah. Gary Peacock is walking bass lines I never heard on this planet.
Gary Peacock is actually sick.
So, but I also don't want to listen to everything that's going on the train. So that's why minimalism is so helpful.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
And normally it's Phil Glass. I like Piano Phase a lot. But my problem now is that Piano Phase is so short.
What do you mean?
It's only 25 minutes long.
That's ridiculously short.
I needed hours. I needed hours of Piano Phase.
I wish that Piano Phase was drumming, like at least 3 hours longer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insanely short. Yeah. 25 minutes. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's like a radio cut.
That's a radio cut. That's a radio cut. That's a pop tune. Yeah.
That's cool. I don't listen to music on my way to work, but I do listen to music, I feel like, on my lunch breaks. Because I usually have like an hour lunch and I'll put like an album on or something.
What do you listen to?
My commute is like 15 minutes. I often just sit there in silence and just think.
That's psychotic.
I know. Sometimes I put the radio on. Sometimes I listen to a little bit of a podcast. But I don't listen to music in the morning anymore. Hmm. I feel like if my commute is a half hour, then okay, maybe I'll listen to like most of an album. But a 15-minute commute is just not long enough for me to, like, get into something.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I'll be right back.
Keep it playing.
I don't know how to cut it. Just listen. Find out where we are on the form and
okay.
Sing a chorus.
Yeah. No, Frank. Don't come up here. You know you're not supposed to be up here. You're just a baby. Telling him not to do that.
Freaky.
Buddy, you know you can't be up here.
Yeah.
He catches that. He's good. And we're back. We are back from our break, and we are here to talk about
wrapping up. I'm not feeling great.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But in honor of us not drinking beer anymore, really,
mm-hmm.
or any booze. I mean, you should have. You want a little sip of whiskey?
Yeah, why not?
Just one little sip.
A sip, you know. We have it. We have it.
So you have it. Isn't that a lot?
I think that's from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah. Season. One of the Netflix seasons.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like they're buying a house, and they're like, oh, we should get this and this and this. So you have it. Yeah. We have it.
Yeah, I started... I don't know why I put that on the other day.
Yeah.
But,
It's so good. The original run of that is fucking so hilarious.
And the line that got me so good was, I'm having a love affair with this ice cream sandwich. But the writing on that show is so good because, like, four scenes later, Lucille is on the phone and she says, "So marry the ice cream sandwich," or something. And you know she's talking to him.
Oh,
you know, right. He used that line again. Yeah. It's just like such good writing.
Yeah, it was kind of one of a kind when it came out. Like, there wasn't a lot of of comedies like that.
I got another surprise for you, buddy.
All right.
So in January, when Nick and I performed Backwards Creston at the 43rd International or 44th International Saxophone Symposium.
Yes.
We drove down from New York together to Virginia. It was great. We arrived at the hotel. And normally, when Nick and I arrive at a hotel, the first thing we do is get a 40 of Peeber and a handle of Jim Beam and go to fucking town, burn our dicks with hot tea and stuff. And spend the whole entire trip zonked out of our minds.
Wait, that was the last show, right? That was the last show was, oh, I think we fucking recorded in the hotel.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
When I burned my dick.
Oh, shit. I gotta burn my dick. Okay. Anyways, it just didn't feel right to go to this hotel, even though we're both not drinking and not have anything to drink.
We have to, right.
So we went to the fucking like little shop inside the hotel, and we got one Bud Heavy
for $15,
and split a Bud Heavy. So in honor of
wow, all right, a Bud Heavy,
a secret Bud Heavy for us to split.
All right, you're shy. I like it.
Yeah, it's so funny. A lot of the when we drove down, a lot of the things we were talking about are like things we're substituting now for things we love that we can't have anymore because we're getting older.
Right.
That was
a lot
of what we talked about.
Yeah, yes.
And so it's funny that like a beer and a shot has gone from like a pint of beer and an actual ounce of booze to 100 milliliters of a Bud Heavy in a mason jar and a literal sip.
And a literal sip, yeah.
It's true. But, you know.
Welcome to being 35.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers.
Welcome back. To the listeners. This is about you too. Cheers, baby. Cheers. We're back. It's fucking Gustav Scholar Show. We're about to
get smart as shit.
We're about to get into some shit this season.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.